invite you to release once again into a space of sublime balance. Finding the interplay of the pure elements within your own form. And feeling especially this shaft of light, ineffable light. You're not trying to visualize a channel. Just opening yourself to the experience of a core of divine energy within you. That has always been within you. But that, of course, so often we're not aware of. When we think of our body as really there, our body as really our own, we can't see this light. But when we are still, when our heart is open, when our prayer is pure, this channel of light will manifest. And feel at the center of the center, your heart, within this channel of light. Feel more than see an orb. Of brilliance. Perhaps at first like a star, but as your mind sinks deeper and deeper into that space, it enlarges like a moon. Clear, vivid light emanating. And at the center of that is a yet deeper vibration. Not seen, just felt. Like a thread of fire. And here, knowing this to be the doorway to your innermost teacher, innermost divine light, let your whole being prostrate, but there's no directionality. You simply shed. All that you thought you were. And knowing that this filament of light at your heart. It's like a doorway to the creative awareness that creates all things. As it were, gather every beauty, every goodness you've ever experienced. And recognizing that it was at some level an emanation, a creation of this awareness of which you were not aware at the time, but perhaps increasingly so you are aware. Gather and offer, return to the center, all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is wholesome. All that leads beings who see themselves as beings on the path to returning to this center. And then recognizing the veils, conceptuality of habits that still block our outer being, as it were, from seeing from the perspective of the innermost light, that make us feel even as though we're looking inward rather than we're already at the innermost inner, looking outward. Shed it, confess it, release it. Entrusting it to our innermost spiritual father, as the monk did in laying his hand upon his guide's neck. Rest in a joy that sees all things from this innermost perspective that is neither outer nor inner, but sees a world already purified, already transformed, already saved. And rest there, enacting, being the inseparability of your own mind and the Guru's mind already. Knowing that you are enclosed, held, protected, transcended in this innermost chamber of the heart. And be the awareness that saves all things, that transforms all things, that guides all things, that loves all that is. Surrender utterly. As your mind gently expands from that place in your heart, be in your body, filled with that light, suffused with that light.